Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Kim.
And this
is the Soulmates Podcast.
Annyeong haseyo.
Oh my gosh.
Nae itdeumun Maddie-imnida. Kim, I know Korean.
No, but I don't know why you keep on insisting on saying that you're Maddie. We get it. You're Maddie. I'm Kim.
Woohoo. This is the only sentence I know how to say in Korean.
Okay.
Gosh. Welcome to the Soulmates Podcast, everybody. Welcome to the Soulmates Podcast.
I'm Kim, and this is...
Soulmates!
No, you were supposed to say, I'm Maddie.
Okay, Kim, what are we doing today?
We are finally getting around to reviewing Love in the Moonlight.
Which so pumped.
Are we pumped?
Not that pumped.
So, spoiler alert, we didn't actually, well, we watched the last episode. So, what is that, 18? Because there's 18 episodes. So, how far did you end up getting?
I think like episode 13?
And I think I got to episode 12. We like drama beans.
Right. Here's the thing about Love the remainder. The first like 9 episodes were pretty solid.
Yeah.
And then it just should have been a 9 episode show.
Well, not 9 episodes, but.
It should have been a 12 episode show.
Maybe.
So we'll get more into this, like why I think this way.
I think
also. But that is what I think.
Well, this is true for me, but not for you because you loved 100 Days My Prince. But I think for me, I just don't love this like historical genre because it's always so heavy on the political.
Okay, but here's the thing though.
I know, I can't say that because
first
of
all, there's a few reasons. Okay, first of all, you can never say that ever, ever again. Ever again. Kim's like, I don't like the palace drama political stuff. We sit through 24 episodes of palace drama, Princess Hours stuff. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay, Kim, because you know why? Some of the greatest shows have that in it. Okay?
Oh, I can't.
Okay. But also, 100 Days My Prince has like the good like man bun thing. Bogumi always wears the weird hat in the show. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but he also had a man bun.
Yeah, but he also wears a weird hat.
But he didn't wear the weird hat like all the time.
No, he wore the weird hat a lot.
Not really. He wore the man bun a lot. I think you're just biased. You just want to make it seem like Dio is the only one who ever pulls off the man bun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, but let's be real. Bogumi looks great in this show.
Yes.
Other than the stupid hat.
He looks great even with the stupid hat. He's just beautiful. I mean, I will say that, like, I think I got through as far as I did because of Bogumi.
Right.
But then the storyline just, like, I was like, they're searching for the rebel's daughter. And
Okay, well, let's start this review episode with Skinny. So we always do recap a little bit for y'all because the show came out in 2016.
Oh,
it has been a hot minute.
It has.
So Kim
because he was...
Because he was 22 and she was 16.
Which,
we creepy. Will get more into that later.
It's fine.
But it's okay. So Kim always starts us off. So Kim, give us the skinny.
So our main girl is under disguise as a boy. Because we learn later that it's like her mom is protecting her because her dad was like involved in this like rebellion against the king.
Yes.
The monarchy. So she's like trying to protect her daughter by like... pretending she's a boy.
Because they were like, the rebel has a daughter.
Right.
And she's like, no, he don't. It's a boy.
Right.
Right.
So she's like, you know, pretending to be a love doctor. Ends up getting sent to the palace as a eunuch. And that's where she encounters Bogumi, who is the crown prince.
Correct. So he's Jeonha. Jeonha?
Yeah.
He is the crown prince. And pretty lonely.
Yes.
Poor dude just... has lived
every
his whole
crown
life
prince
there.
In every single show
they're
ever
always super lonely and sad
lonely. Very angsty,
super angsty. So she ends
he's
up
he's actually not that angsty, he smiles a lot.
Yeah, he's actually less angsty, but kind of angsty before she comes around though.
That's true. Yeah,
so she gets into the palace, she like goes through the eunuch training, almost gets caught several times, the fact that she's a girl,
which she wants to get caught.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to be here.
She's like, get me out of here.
But she like gets through all these trainings
because of him. She passes because of him.
Oh, that's true. Because he, so they had met briefly before she gets into the palace, and he was like, let's be real, he's a little flirty from the beginning, and I'm like, you're treating this boy a little strange, Bogumi.
It's weird.
But it's fine. And he like becomes like interested in her as a person, but he thinks she's a little dude. And so he like helps her pass these eunuch trainings. Yeah. So she makes it into the palace.
And I mean, really, I guess we just, they develop a friendship. Well, he finds out like, she's a girl. Okay. They fall in love.
She's like there assigned to him.
Oh, but that's because he's like, assign me.
I want eunuch home.
Which it like does creep me out that he like is so into her even before he realizes it's a girl. So
it is a little weird. It's a little weird. Any other parts of the plot we want to mention? Not really.
I mean, there's another minister, Kim, who blah, 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 wants to take over the throne. His daughter's the queen. Like,
there's a second male lead who...
Okay, that's actually... His life, like, his storyline was kind of sad.
And super sad. And he was kind of nice, too.
Yeah.
So the second male lead was pretty... Second male lead was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Probably an MVP. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
There's a really attractive, like, assassin friend, which... Blessings for that, because that was just eye candy thrown on top. To be honest, I don't even know what happens to him. But the hot friend.
You don't know what happens to him? Wow, you clearly did not research. Literally, we've been trying to record this for like weeks, and every single time Maddie was like, I'm not ready. And then today she was like, I'll be ready. And then like 4 hours later, she's like, I'm ready. And here we are. And she is like, yeah, I researched for 4 hours and I don't know what happens to him.
Okay, so we're just going to continue. Anything else for the skinny?
He got like killed, but then he wasn't killed. He was like alive.
Oh, it's great.
You
to
don't
hear.
Remember that? It's like a big deal. My gosh. Okay, moving on.
So that's the plot of this show.
If you really want to know how it starts off, go back and listen to our Yarnak. Yeah. Because we like, we're thriving at that point and we're really into it. It's like kind of like She's the Man in a lot of ways.
And so honestly, like I said, like the first half of the show, it really kept me gripped.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh my gosh, he's developing feelings, but like she thinks it's a dude, and then like he's tortured, and then he like confesses, and then it's like, what? And then about episode 12, it's like, nah, I don't really care anymore.
And I think also part of it, we talked about this, was whatever we were watching at the same time, we were like more into. Correct. So it's always hard when you're like binging, but then another show comes along and like takes your attention away.
Right.
And so I think that's kind of what happened to both of us is, I don't even remember what we were
just
watching.
I just got off the groove.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I know this is like a super highly rated show. Like, people loved this show back in 2016.
People did love it.
And I like, I get why. I think it's one of those things where like, if you're watching it as it's coming out and you and your friends have watch parties every week because there's a new episode of Love in the Moonlight, I could probably stick with it.
But I also
like
think
in 2021, trying to watch it on my own time, I'm like, nah. Mm.
Well, no, but I also think like, I think it was also around the same time that you had like friends come in for like 2 weeks in a row. So I think you're a binger. Like, I think if nothing had interrupted you, you would have finished it like in the next 2 days. But then you like took 2 weeks off from it. And then by the time we like restarted, it was like, oh, we're watching this other show.
I think we were watching Do You Like Brahms?
Oh, maybe.
Which kind of was finishing really it. Great.
Well, no, I think we watched Do You Like Brahms before.
You think so?
Maybe it was Princess Hours.
It might have been Princess Hours. It's hard to say. Either way, me and Kimmy kind of moved on.
Yeah, which is fine. It happens, but...
So, anyways.
Wasn't our favorite.
No, no. But still some good moments.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about them. Okay, so do you want to start with MVPs?
Yes, so our first category is MVP characters. Characters that stand out to us as being the most valuable.
Good one.
Players. Okay, you're going to get mad at me this entire review because I just don't have a lot of deep things to say.
You literally just spent like 4 hours.
I spent 1 hour researching. I'm going to start with an obvi in Bogummi.
Yes.
Okay, Joha, whatever his name is.
His name is Young.
Young, Prince Young. So he is, I feel like he's actually an MVP character.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because he is like, first of all, he's just kind of, you feel bad for him in the beginning because he's just kind of sad and lonely. Mm-hmm. But then as time goes on, the way that he treats Raon is so cute and so sweet. And I just loved him for that.
And I think even beyond just their relationship, like I think as a king or as a crown prince and then, you know, eventually a king, I think he's great in that respect too. Like there's so many times where he shows himself to be like really smart, like quick at thinking, like he kind of gets around like some of Minister Kim's like traps and stuff.
Is his name Minister Kim?
I'm pretty sure it's another Minister
Kim. The same?
Yeah.
Wow. Continue.
And I mean, in the end, there's like that scene where like his mom died and we find out she like basically sacrificed her life for him. Mm. She was like killed by like Mr. Kim and his people or whatever. Mm. And but she had written a letter, and that's what the like lady's maid like hid, that the like little princess like shows.
Oh, yes.
A lot on. And so she gives it to him, and it's like basically just like encouraging him. Well, saying she did it for like the sake of not just him, but the sake of like the entire dynasty, because she knew that he would be such a good leader and like he really wants the best for the nation and also like the people and not just like the noble people. But I think that's the reason that like in the beginning he like sheds his clothes and like goes under disguise and like goes into those towns. He just like likes being among the people.
Yeah, he does.
And so I think, like, even in that, there's, like, a very scene at the very end where he, like, instead of sitting on the throne, like, all the way up and everyone, he, like, sits on the steps and he's, like, I want to take, like, one step closer to you guys.
He's kind of a really awesome king.
Yeah.
Or prince, crown prince. And he also has a quote, and I know this is kind of, like, because he's in love with Rowan, but he's, like, you're tending to me. I'm sitting on the fancy seat. You're walking in your bare feet next to me. You know, you're holding the parasol for me and I'm not being hit by the sun. And then he's like, I don't think a woman that I love should be doing that. But also, like, you can tell he just kind of feels bad that he's treated so well.
Yeah.
And like all these people are tending to him all the time. And he's like bummed by that.
Yeah.
So.
And he like, I mean, there's all these different things about like corruption and Minister Kim. And there's like this one plot line, I guess, where he finds out that they were like taking money from the poor people for themselves, I guess. And so he tells all the officials, he's like, we're gonna take a portion of your salary to pay back what you took from them.
Oh.
And they were all like really mad about it, and he was just like, it's only fair. Like,
what? You go, Bogummy.
So I just think, like, I mean, yes, he's a great, like, I guess partner, like love interest for our girl, but like beyond just that, he's like just a great person.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty cool. Who else? Right. Well, I just did mine. You have to say yours.
I guess I would like to talk about Yoon Sung. He's like the secondary lead.
Yes.
He like ends up falling for our girl too.
Right.
And he actually like he's the first person to figure out that she's a girl, which it's so obvious. So it's like
it's
thanks for having eyeballs.
So obvious. But yeah, he is. And it's like early on.
It's like episode one. He like becomes a confidant for her and like multiple times helps her like escape as someone's about to figure it out or whatever. And just looks out for her in general. And we find out like his grandfather is Minister Kim. So several times he's kind of like lying or like going behind his grandfather's back to like protect her. And he ends up like giving his life up for her. So
that's,
you know,
true.
What?
Honestly, MVP. No, does some really the scene where he buys her a dress and gives it to her and things like that, where he's just like, I think he might be the first person ever to tell her, I think maybe you could live as a girl.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever told her that.
And he's like, I think you should think about leaving the palace and just like being happy.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're like, you go.
I mean, then she gets to the point where she's like, I'm in love with Bogummy. Right. Don't want to leave the palace. But yeah, he's a pretty solid secondary lead.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really ham up like, and he is interested in her, but it's not as much, I feel like, where it's like, oh, man. I mean, you do feel sad for him.
Yeah.
But he's just kind of a good pal for her.
Right. And it's hard because she's never really tugged anywhere beyond Bogummy.
No. But if Bogummy was like acting that way towards you, like, no one else would get my attention either.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, I think that's why it's like we feel bad for him, but it's not as bad as like, I don't know. It's just like so clear that
it's Bogummy's like, it's not like he ever had a chance.
Yeah.
No.
Which is almost sadder if you think about it, but
it's
whatever.
A little sad.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess Rowan would be an MVP character.
I didn't have her on my list.
You don't like her?
It's not that I don't like her. I just think she's like, eh.
You just think she's eh?
Kind of.
Like,
what does she do besides like smile at him?
I guess so. She's just kind of tough. She really does persevere through a lot.
Well, I guess.
So I do. I felt for her like in the first couple episodes when she like has like, I mean, she has like quote unquote some sort of eunuch surgery. She's like bleeding. She's like
she cut herself.
Well, she was bleeding either way.
Yeah, because she gashed herself to make it look like.
And that's sad.
I guess.
She had to do that.
I know, but it's like,
She wasn't like a stand-up totally, but I never felt
out of
like,
all the leading ladies we've ever watched, she's not the greatest. She's like not the greatest.
That's true.
Which is fine, but
yeah. I don't have any other MVPs though. Shows. Oh,
the guard friend isn't on your
list. Well, I did write hot assassin on my list, but I was going to be like the guard friend and you were going to be like, why? Because he's cute. And I'll be like, yeah.
No, it goes beyond. He's more than just cute. He literally like gives up his life for him. He's like towing the line. He's like on the rebel side. He's like working for the rebels, but at the same time is like Bogami's closest friend and confidant. And you can see how much like that's weighing on him, but several times he like goes against the like rebel side to help Bogami.
That's true.
He like gives him those documents. He like, there's that one scene where he like, well, doesn't he get stabbed for Bogami?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure
he
does.
He gets stabbed several times, I think.
So obviously it's not just because he's hot.
He's cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You're like, I don't remember anything except for the fact that he's hot because I only spent an hour putting together
my notes. I watched 13 episodes of the show.
Do you remember anything that happens?
I think that I have plot memory problems.
Just in general?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably. I do. Yeah. I think you've noticed that.
That's why I'm always like, you maybe should take some notes after watching each episode.
I like don't remember plots.
Because then we get to the end and you're like, oh, and you're always like, let me just get my thoughts together. And it ends up taking like 3 hours because you have to read a summary of every single episode.
That's true.
But 18 again is going to be a turning point because you have taken notes.
I'm learning how to podcast better and I'm taking better notes.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm not going to remember any of
this. My friends, is what we call growth.
Except for my favorite shows. I do remember. But not all the shows are like that.
Yeah.
So anyways, any other MVP characters, Kim?
Nope.
Because I took pretty good notes on some notable scenes, some spicy and tender scenes.
Wonderful.
So we can get into that. Our first one we talk about is the tenderest of all scenes, tender moments, which as me and Kim were talking about earlier, a lot of them are tender and not spicy because...
Oh, in the show?
Yes.
Okay. And I think, well, is now the time to talk about this?
Well, I don't know.
I was just going to say, I think that maybe part of why the show didn't stick for me is because there really wasn't a slow burn.
No.
And there really wasn't that much tension, I would say, between the two of them. It was
a great way to put it.
It was more just like, oh, cute. Like, he's patting her head. Oh, sweet. Like, but he's trying to, like, and it the tension is in the plot when they're, like, both have secrets and you're trying to see, like, when are they going to figure each other's secrets out. But then by, like, episode 9 or even 8, they both know each other's secrets. So then it's like, okay, well, what are we doing?
What's
literally,
the point?
Like, no tension. She follows him around like a little puppy. It's cute, but it's not, like, oh, am I like on pins and needles waiting for a kiss or something?
No, this
it's
is
like,
a
no.
great way to put it. It's a great way to put it because you're right. Like, Bogami is like, he's very cutesy in this show. And I may not eat that up. I mean, it's great. I love cutesy Bogami. But you're right. Like, the relationship, the tension is in the plot of the fact that he like thinks she's a dude.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she's never lived as a girl, and so like there's all that going on, and then of course like it was pretty tense for a couple episodes when it was like he's confessing,
right?
I mean, it's like, what's happening? Definitely pretty tense. But you're right, once it got past that and they were just kind of together and he's like Rauna and all these things where it's like, I don't know where it's happening now. And then there's tension, like she's the rebel's daughter, and then she has to like leave the palace. But you're right, between them there wasn't much.
And even like, this is obviously like, I love Bogami and I think he's a really talented actor, and he like, he has several moments where his lines are spicy,
yes,
but it doesn't come across as a spicy moment because their tension between them is not spicy and she's not spicy.
That's true.
And again,
she's
we just talked about
spicy.
This we like just found out that she was literally like 16 years old when they shot this. Correct. And he was like 22, almost 23, so there was like a pretty big age gap. She was a minor. It's a little creepy if you think about it. It's like, why couldn't they find like an actress who was like Bogami's age?
I don't know. I didn't read it like on Wiki that she's like this really well-known child
actress. I did see that too.
So
but
maybe
like,
they're like, that's why we're casting her.
But then like cast someone who's like closer to her age.
It's true though. Because as I was watching, I was like, why? Like, why is the kissing so lame and all these things? I'm like, it's probably because he's not really allowed to kiss her. Like,
well, yeah.
She's literally like,
and even
16
for
years
spicy
old.
Moments, they can't really make them that spicy because she's like a child.
So he's like, I'm gonna touch the edge of your shoulder.
Yeah, he's like, here's me patting your head and giving you an eternity bracelet. It's like,
right.
Oh,
which
cute,
is
I guess.
Cute, but you're right. Like, it misses the spice that really drives a lot of shows.
Especially like, we are coming off of one of the greatest slow burns of all time. Do you like Brahms? We had just finished that show, I think, when we started watching this. And then at the same time, we were watching Princess Hours, which, even though it's like heavy on the palace drama,
it is a slow burn.
They are spicy.
They are spicy.
They're super spicy.
It is a slow burn.
Yeah.
And correct. So yeah, compared to those shows, I think this one just kind of fell short in that. But there are a lot of notable scenes.
Yes. That we so can all that through. To say, like, we yes. do have a lot of tender moments, but
right.
probably less so when we get to like the spicy category.
Yeah, probably.
And that's why
I'll try to. There'll probably just kind of be one category for the show.
Yeah, we'll probably just talk through.
It's some just of those kind things. Of chunked through. So, it did get pretty cute early on. So, Bill Gummy, even though it is a little strange that he's so flirty with this eunuch, yeah. He is pretty cute because you can tell he's so lonely, and he did find a friend.
Yeah,
and he really likes hanging out with Raon. Mm-hmm. And so there is one scene, like in a quote in like episode 4, where he's like, "You can treat me as a friend when it's just the two of us. In fact, I order you to treat me as a friend." And like, it's kind of cute because it's tender sad, I guess, because you can just tell like he is so lonely, he doesn't really have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell she was kind of into that because she's like, he's cute, you know. I mean, she wasn't as tortured by it because she like knows he's a dude and she's a chick, and then right. you know, it's the crown prince paying so much attention to her. But I thought that was kind of cute.
And sorry, this is like not another moment, but just to go off what you just said, I think like part of the issue for me, it's not even that like, or the weirdness, I guess, with how he treats her. It's not even that it's because, like, she's a dude or supposedly a dude. Like, part of it's, like, the power dynamic between them. It's, like, super inappropriate for the crown prince to be like, hey, my servant, let alone a servant he thinks is a male servant.
Right.
Like, hey, like, come be right. my personal person and, like, I'm gonna go up on my tiptoes to make
well,
you.
Well, and
like,
I wrote this quote. Like, I think that's she's like dressing him and he like goes on his tiptoes and she like can't get the hat yeah. on and all these things.
It's just like a weird power dynamic because it's like she is not allowed to technically say no to anything he asks
true.
Her to do. And he like kind of knows that. And
it's
like,
true.
He's cute, so he gets away with it. But it's like, right. is that actually
well, yeah.
correct? Like, should he actually be able to do that?
Right. And like, he does the same tiptoe thing in like episode 12 or something when they've all like everything's in the open. And it's a little cuter because like he's like, confess.
Right. When, like, no, when he knows she's a girl.
Actually flirting at that
when he
point.
Knows she's a girl, it's like, it's weird to the other people. They're like, why yes. is he paying that eunuch so yes. much attention? But it's less weird.
It becomes cuter to us.
He knows that she's a girl and he knows that like.
They both like each other. And like,
but it's still weird even when he knows she's a girl because she's still a eunuch. And I guess she's not really, it's like her alter ego who's a eunuch, not necessarily
correct.
Her.
Right.
But like, I don't know. It just like kind of is weird. And I think that's why the finale kind of hit me so weird too. Because uh-huh. I was like, they never really resolved any of that. It's like,
right.
she got tossed out of the palace. And then it's like, are they dating? I don't know.
I know that.
So like, I just feel like that whole plot line was kind of weird. Like, I feel like for it to work for me, like she might should have left the palace at some point and become a normal person.
Correct.
And, but he like knows she's a woman and then he goes after her. Like, he's the crown prince, she's a woman, and he's like going after her as a woman.
That might have redeemed like the second half of the show
yeah.
for me. That's
and again
true.
Maybe like I don't even know, but like I just think like the combination of like him not knowing the secret but then also like irregardless of the secret, like
right
the power dynamic uber weird.
It was weird.
Like
that's, it was.
That's like the president being like, "Hey,
right."
So in, like five secretaries down, like follow me around.
You're the one that's gonna hang
put
out.
Put my
with me
tie on
all the time.
Like,
but when you
weird.
Go to put my tie on, I'm gonna like tease you.
Yeah.
And like you can't put it
it's
on.
It's like super like, inappropriate.
It is pretty.
It's like not supposed to work like that. So
not at all.
Okay. And sidebar.
So anyways,
back to tender moments.
Correct. All right, do you have one to mention or?
I mean, there's a I guess the scene kind of all runs together, but there's this scene. I think it's maybe 3 or 4 where they're doing like the lanterns in her village.
Mm.
And right before he's buying lanterns for both of them. They're like there and he's
right.
under disguise. And he goes to
they're
that
like
little,
a festival.
Yeah.
Right?
He goes
yes.
to that little booth with mm-hmm. the little girl who's selling lanterns and they have this like cute interaction. She was adorable, by
she's
the way.
So cute.
And she's like, basically tells him, she's like, I wish I could meet the king one day, and I want to tell him that someone, like, a good king would be someone who cares about the people. Mm-hmm. It's adorable because she doesn't know she's talking to the future king.
And he's just so cute, and he just talks to random little girls like that.
Because she's like, I wish I could meet the king, and he's like, oh, and, like, what would you tell him?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, da-da-da-da-da. And it's, like, also sweet knowing that that kind of king is exactly who Bogumi is.
Right.
So that's precious. And then he gets the lanterns. He, like, brings them to... Radon.
Rauna.
And she, like, her wish, they, like, write wishes, is, like, to find her mom again. And his wish is that her wish would be fulfilled. So that's, like, pretty cute.
Yes.
And I think at this point she's like, oh my gosh, I think I'm in love with you.
Correct.
Which, like, who wouldn't be?
Well, yeah. From her end, of course she is.
But it's still, like, even from her end, he's being swoony, but I still can't get over the power dynamics.
Let's try to get past the power dynamics and see him for the cute moments I think they want us to see.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then it kind of gets a little spicy because at the very end, Yoon-sung shows up and is like, I'm taking her away. And Bogumi grabs her and is like, no, she's my person.
Right.
Or he doesn't say she, but it's like, this is my person.
Right.
And they're just like having a stare off and she's in the middle. It's like classic love triangle. Serious like declaration that like whoever this person is, like, they're mine.
Correct. Well, then I think what happens though is the second lead ends up taking her, doesn't, and they go to like the parlor with all the chicks.
They
like go to the parlor. Mm-hmm. And then Bogumi's like mad. Poor guy, really. Like,
but why is he mad? It's his servant. Like,
he's mad because he has a crush on her.
Yeah, but he doesn't know it's her.
I know. Well, then the next day he's like mad at her, and then he says the line, he's like, I guess I keep forgetting that you're a man and that men like to go and hang out at these parlors. And I'm like, I feel bad for you because
it's almost like he looks at her face and is like, you look so much like a woman.
Well,
it's like, maybe that should have crossed your mind.
See, I do feel
beforehand.
Bad for him because it's so obvious she's a chick. She's so this cute little
girl.
She's
also like literally
she's like five feet tall.
One.
Like, she's clearly, she talks like a girl. She acts like a girl. She's a girl. And so
Very delicate features.
Part of me is like, not, I'm like, Bogumi, you're not crazy for thinking she's a girl. I feel bad for you because.
But also he's blind that it took him that long to figure it out.
I think he had inklings on early that, you know, or maybe he didn't give enough thought to it. But anyways, he does kind of, which was kind of spicy because I'm like, this is just, at this point I was like, what a tense situation. Like, how's this going to unfold? You know, it is kind of a spicy premise,
I guess. Okay.
So, yes. Well, then in episode 6, she gets thrown into the jail cell.
Oh, because of the...
There's like an envoy that comes into town.
That whole situation was so...
Something slimy. Happens. I don't quite remember why she's thrown... I told you, I have plot blindness. Why is she thrown into the jail? Do you remember?
Well, I can't remember exactly why she's in the jail, but I remember the whole situation is like... one of the eunuchs like says he'll bring her to him. The envoy's like...
Right.
And so he's like all slimy, and then at the last minute, like... Like, and then it gets arranged that she's going to be sent off with him.
Yes.
And so, like, I think she was in jail for something.
Well, some really great moments come out of this situation, though. Because, she goes
to
jail.
Well, yeah, because he really has to make some power moves to get her back.
Yes. So, and he does it. Like, first he visits her in jail. Then later on, he, like, grabs the assassin friend and they go, like,
yeah,
kick
that
butt.
Was pretty great, actually.
And it was a great.
When they, like, came out of nowhere
and unsheathed
their swords and it was like, oh.
I know for a fact I screenshotted the screen where it's, like, assassin and then Bogumi and they're both just looking so cool and hot. And I, like, sent it to our Discord friends. I'm like, I'm here for this. This is why I'm here, you know. But great moments on because he goes and, like, visits her in the jail cell. And this is definitely the part where, like, at this point he's just straight up laying on the flirt.
Oh, yeah.
Just hardcore. And, like, she's sitting in this jail cell in, like, this normal-looking outfit, and her hair is, like, in a little bun. Just clearly a chick.
Oh, so clear.
She's not wearing any of the eunuch stuff.
It's, like, kind of embarrassing to Bogumi's, like, intelligence. Like, his character's intelligence.
But the thing is, I think he can kind of tell.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? And then he's, like, so tortured, and he's, like, I can't control my anger when I look at you. In other words, like, I have all these feelings about you and I don't know what to do with them. And
well, then when he shows up to rescue her and they like ride back on.
Well, yeah.
He's like, the only thing like the thing that makes me angrier yeah. than all of that is like the thought of never seeing you again.
Right. Well, no, like I wrote this note. So like she's taken captive, whatever that all happens. Then it's like sunset and she's like tied to a tree. And then he walks up to her and like unbinds her wounds. And it's like very tender. And then he like slings her up on the horse, like a man, and like jumps mm-hmm. behind her on the horse. And he's like, she's like, but you said you couldn't control your anger when you see me. And he's mm-hmm. like, that's true, but I went crazy without you. So just stay by my side. So that's what he says to her. And it's like, oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that was pretty tender and spicy. I don't even know what that was.
Sure.
Sure.
My next moment is when he confesses to her, which we see like in the next episode that right. he confesses to her right after he like finds out that she's a girl.
Although he's like on the way to confess to her.
Yeah, you're right.
Then he figures out she's a girl.
But we don't know exactly what he would have said.
No.
So, I mean, anyways, but right. when he kisses her, but right before he kisses her, he says, "I stand before you. Or before I am the crown prince, I am one person, one man who loves you." And it's like, oh, that's a pretty good line.
Yeah, well, the way my translator thing, it's he's like, I lied to you. I told you to stay by my side as a eunuch, but I don't want you to stay by my side as a eunuch. He said, I told you to stay by my side, but not as a eunuch. And then he's like, I'm the crown prince, but I'm also a human being, and I'm also a man, and I'm in love with you.
Oh.
Which is a swoony thing to say. No, it is. Like, that's a swoony thing to say. And she's like, why are you doing this to me? You like beautiful flowers, but I'm a eunuch. And then, well, then the original thing I watched it on was Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the quote was like, "It's I don't care. I decided to give it a chance, this wicked love." And he yeah. like grabs her.
I think he's hamming it up.
Well, Netflix like translated it different. Oh. And he just said something more along the lines of like, even though this is forbidden, I still love you. But like the way I remember watching on Vicky, and he's like, this wicked love. And he like grabs her by the waist and like plants it on her. I wonder if
he means like he's hamming it up because she doesn't know yet that he knows she's a girl.
I don't know.
Or if he means, because either way, whether she's a girl or a boy, it's like inappropriate because she's a eunuch.
Right. Either way.
So either way, it's like kind of forbidden.
Right.
But
I mean, that whole scene, earlier in that same episode, her and him are talking like in the library, and you can tell he's like on the verge of going a little crazy if he doesn't maybe tell her how he feels or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there he's talking with Raon about helping. She's like going to help one of the eunuchs confess his love.
Mm-hmm.
And Bogami's like, why are you doing that? There's no point.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, nothing will change even if he tells her how he feels about her. And then Raon is like, but how can you stop yourself from falling for someone? Even if it's futile, you want them to know how you feel. And then she says, who knows if the memory of being loved is enough to help them carry on. In other words, like, even if you know nothing's going to come from it, just tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that he's like, oh, this means I have to confess to her. So yeah. I think he was on his way. Like, I think he would have done it even if he hadn't seen her, like, in the dress. But then when he sees her in the dress, like, he just starts, like, smiling because he's like, okay, I knew it. Okay, I'm not as crazy as I thought. Maybe, like, you know, he could tell he was just like, you know, I can tell she's a girl, but she's not telling me. Like, it's just, he's so tortured.
Yeah.
Poor dude. So, yeah.
My next moment is kind of about Bogami and his guard friend.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the show, like, the guard friend, like, well, we know, the audience knows that he's, like, in on this rebellion thing, and he has, like, this weird mask that he wears
little
things, and Bogami, like, sees the mask. He's, like, kind of starting to put it together that, like, his guard friend might not be telling him everything.
Right.
And he, like, gives him a few chances to be like, so where were you? Like, knowing that he wasn't telling him the truth or whatever. But he has this moment with them where he tells his guard friend that he's like, if there's one person in the whole world I had to trust, it would be you.
Aww.
And it's like really sweet because when Bogami's saying that, he like knows in saying that that like his friend's not telling him everything, but he still trusts him.
Right.
And his friend is like, oh my gosh, I'm so like, what do I do? Like, I'm, you know, working for this rebellion that's like probably bad for Bogami as the crown prince, but like Bogami's my friend and I truly do want his well-being. Mm. And now that he's told me that he trusts me more than anyone, like, what am I even supposed to do with that? Like, it was just a sweet moment. And their bromance was, like, honestly, was that the best part of the whole show?
Maybe the best romance of all.
Yeah, the bromance.
Love the bromance.
And then, I don't know, there's, like, kind of a few moments that kind of run together. Like, they, like, mm-hmm. are cause and effect, I guess, mm-hmm. with each other. So, like, there's that other girl. I think her name's Hyeon. And she's, like, a minister of something's, like, daughter. And
yes.
she's trying to marry herself into, like, with
She's,
Bogami.
Like, in love with Bogami. Yeah.
And I think they were, like, all childhood friends. And then mm-hmm. she sees him and is like, ooh, who's that? And then she knows her father's, like, trying to find a strategic marriage for her. So she's like, what about the crown prince?
Right.
And so Ron sees them in the garden and they're like kind of laughing, but
right.
from a distance it looks like they're like flirting.
Totally.
But in person, Bogami's just like returning a gift that she'd given to him.
Yeah, he's like
and
stoked.
Basically like rejecting
yes.
her. And so like after that moment, like Ron and him see each other and she's like, have you ever loved a woman? Because she still thinks that he thinks she's a dude.
Right.
And so he's like, yes, right now. And I think she's beautiful. And
that's right.
She's like devastated because she thinks he means this other girl.
Correct.
And she's like, then why are you treating me like this?
She's confused.
And which yes. is just confusing because then that it basically is a confession that she's a girl. But it's fine.
From him?
No, to her. Like from her. Because she's like, if you
oh,
if
right.
you love another woman, then why are you treating me like this? It's like kind of a confession of a girl. I guess
kind
it could
of,
be
or
as a boy. She,
or she's like, if you're, I think what she's saying to him is like, you're saying to me that like you're heterosexual, but you're acting homosexual right now. She's like, why are you treating me like this?
Okay. Yeah.
I that's guess what I heard her way. Saying. But it also could, correct.
But then she says, then she hits him with, I realize I'm just a palace eunuch, but my feelings aren't yours. And so that was interesting
to me.
So
she does stick it to the man a little bit there.
Yeah, because like, she's like, I realize like, that everything I am belongs to you technically. Like,
right.
I'm your servant. I, like, live and breathe for you. But you can't just play with my feelings like this.
Correct.
Which
is, yeah, which he's not, but he is, but he's
right.
not.
So then he, in response, is like, oh, shoot, I made her super upset. So he, like, gets those eternity bracelets.
Yes.
And he gives one to her and is like, you're the beautiful woman in front of me.
Correct.
And I'm going to treat you as such. And so she's, like, upset that he knew the whole time. And he's like, I never took you lightly. And I struggled treating you as a eunuch because it's
right.
not how a man should treat his beloved. Which that was kind of swoony.
Yeah, it's pretty swoony.
And then she, like, is dealing with all these feels because it's not like she can go and reveal herself as a eunuch as, a, like, a woman. Because that, like, I mean, I think she would, like, die.
She'd probably be killed.
I think it's, like, a crime, like kind of like Mulan, it's like
you're not
she
allowed
impersonated
to do that.
A man like it, I think she would
right.
probably be put to death or at
right.
least like in jail
right.
So this whole thing is just like now there's tension because it's like we both know who each other are but there's still no way for us to be together because I'm in the palace under false pretenses and I can't just go and say
right.
like I'm a woman so now Bogami and I can be together
right.
So they have this like huge confrontation. And she's like, I feel uncomfortable now because I'm always worried about you and like putting you in a bad position because it would put him in a bad light if people were to find out that his like love affair was with this girl who's like a eunuch.
It totally weirdo. Yeah.
And then he hits another swoony line. He says, what about how I would feel without you? And I'm like, oh, my
Bogami.
Gosh. But she's like, you told me I could have like I think he told her she could have a wish or something or something. And she's like, you told me I could ask for one thing. Can I leave the palace and live well? And he's like pissed because he's like,
right.
that's the thing you're going to ask of me.
Yes.
And he's like, fine, like go and leave then. And she's so she leaves behind the bracelet and like goes off. And for me, like in that moment, I was kind of mad at his character because I'm like, I get that you want her to stay by your side no matter what. But
right.
isn't that a little selfish of you to ask her to give up her entire life as a woman just to stay by your side as a eunuch when you all you're going to get are these like little forbidden moments out of every
yeah.
and she's never going to be a woman, which she like we know from a young age she's wanted
she
to
desires
be.
To live as a woman.
It's like
that's
one thing if it
do.
Was voluntary for her.
Yes.
Like but like from a young age she's been like looking at pretty dresses
right.
and like trying to wear makeup.
Right.
Like she doesn't want to be in this. So I was like kind of I was like how dare you
right.
ask that of her? And that's like a theme throughout the whole show is like he's always like just stay by my side like no matter what just stay by my side
right.
and it's like no
which
like
is,
that's so rude.
It's one thing for like male characters to ask that in these shows when it's just like when he's saying stay by my side he's just like be with me? Because, like, that's a line that's thrown out a lot in, like, staying by his side. But in this case, you're right. Like, staying by his side means she lives this lie.
She would literally be giving up everything, and her soul would be, like, slowly dying just so he could, like, steal a moment away with her, like, once a day.
And they'd have, like, cute moments together, but what's the rest of her life?
Right. And it's, like, obviously, and then this comes into play later, but it's, like, if she stays in his life as a eunuch, he's going to get married off to someone else, and then she's going to be heartbroken watching that. So it's, like, why would you ever think that that would be okay to ask that of her? I was so mad in that moment, and, like... And then, like, when that does happen, when he, like, starts to go through the, like, process of, like, trying to find a wife, and then it ends up being that girl, and they get married, but they never consummated, so it's, like, it gets annulled, whatever. But, like, she's, like, heartbroken, and he, like, doesn't even realize why she's mad, and it takes, like, I'm pretty sure it takes, like, Yoon-sung telling him, like, she's crying because of you.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. It's like, she's watching you plan a wedding with another woman. Like, how do you think that would make her feel? And it's like, yeah, you freaking idiot.
Right. Like, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm, like, fired up.
I don't know what else he should have done. I think...
Well, selfless... Like, if he was truly being selfless and loving her truly, he would have been like, this is going to pain me.
Right.
But I want you to go... Like she asked, I want you to leave the palace. Right. I want you to live as a woman, and I want you to be happy. And honestly, maybe if she could have done that, they might have found a way towards each other. Like,
maybe.
They kind of vaguely did in the end. Like, honestly, there would have been more of a chance for them to find each other again if she had done that. But, like... I think, like, true love would have been, like, I'm risking the fact that we may never be together because I want you to live a happy life, even if that means I don't get to see you by my side.
And maybe it's hard for him to think that way because, like, his whole life has been the palace. And so maybe in his brain, he's like, I have to live. I can't leave.
I mean, it's kind of like Princess Hours because, like, Shin's like, stay by my side.
Shin's a weenie about it, too.
But... In staying by his side, it doesn't mean she's giving up being a woman.
No, it's true.
She's giving up a lot of her freedoms, but this is like a bigger ass.
Well, and the thing about,
and she's a freaking servant.
And, like, the thing about poor, like, Rawon's life is, I mean, we touched on this in our Yara now, but, like, from a young age, she's, like, pretty verbally abused by her mom. Her mom's like, you're a boy. You're not a girl. You're a boy. And she, like, has to be this. She just has to live this way. Yeah. And I don't even think she really knows why. She doesn't know her dad was the
No, because her mom rebel. Tells her later. Her mom, when they get reunited.
When she's a little kid, she doesn't know.
No. Yeah.
And so, and then, I mean, even just the trauma of becoming a eunuch and getting through the whole thing. And here she is in the palace. And that's why part of me is like, I mean, I don't know if the secondary lead would have done anything different. But he was like such a sweet character because he was the first one to be like, you're a beautiful girl. Like, that's obvious to me. I just took one look at you. And it was kind of like the sane person in the show because he, like, took one look at you. He's like, this is clearly a woman. Like, what are
she was like, how'd you figure out? He's like, I looked at you.
which I'm like, thank you, writers. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But, you know, and then it's hard because you're right, like, it's not fair for Bogumi to be like, stay with me. I think he's asking her that because that's the best thing for her, quote unquote. But it's not.
It's not.
But, you know... He also does have great moments that, like, that counteract that are so swoony that, like, you can tell do mean a lot to her. I mean, he says, like, when he gives her the bracelet, he's like, it's a perfect bracelet for a beautiful woman. And I'm in love with a beautiful woman and she's standing in front of me and I'm going to treat her like the most precious woman in the world. And I'm like, I believe him, but I think the reality is, He can't treat her like the most precious.
Well, yeah, because no one else knows she's a woman.
It's kind of like what Shin says in Princess Hours. He's like, I'm going to break your wings if you stay with me. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows it. Bogumi just doesn't seem to quite know his reality. He doesn't. He's like, he is the derpy kind of character in the show.
And
I don't. Like, he doesn't know his own reality where he's going to break her wings. She's going to live as a eunuch for the rest of her life.
Right. And it doesn't. I don't think he's even thought ahead of that too. Like, not only is she going to, like, I'm going to have to get married to someone. And because it can't be her, it's going to be someone else. And she's going to stand by and watch that.
Right.
Which I want to talk about in a minute because there's a sweet moment with, like, Yoon-sung in that. But, like, first, before that is the love confession with the hand signals.
That's a great scene.
That was super cute.
It's a cute scene.
Yeah.
Because then they both learn the sign language from this little girl.
From the little princess
the little girl's
who's like.
So cute.
Who can't talk because of her trauma. Which...
Also, yeah, that was a really sweet little. Like,
also, shout out to little Dalmy.
Hong Shima.
Yeah, from 100 Days.
Just great. Super favorite.
Can't wait
child
for
actor.
Like 10 years when she's
I'm like, she's
like,
going to become like.
She's playing lead.
She's going to be lead. But yeah, that was a pretty awesome. cute. Because
wasn't she like thinking of running away?
Yeah. I think?
Like she was about to leave and he was like,
stay with me. Yeah. Like, just, I love you. Yeah. Like, he does the most. It's super cute. It's pretty cute. Yeah.
So, I guess this is a. Do you have anything? Like, what's your.
The other one I'd written down was I did the scene, and I know, like, we just talked through the realities of how they can be together, mm-hmm. and it's actually not a good thing. But Bogami does really treasure her. And
yeah.
He loves
yeah.
her. And he's just, like, enthralled by her. And.
Oh, wait. Literally, anytime he sees her, he literally just. Beans.
It's literally so cute.
Like he cannot
help himself. And he does in a way like bring out the woman in her. He's like, you're a beautiful yeah. woman and I want to treasure you. I want to like love you for the rest of my days. And like he means it. He's not messing with her. Like
yeah,
he means it.
Yeah.
And I did love the scene where she dressed up in the dress for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then like walked out to the, yeah. the garden.
Is that when she tells him her name yes. for the first time? Yeah.
And it's a really sweet scene because she like walks up and then he looks up and he's just like
he's oh yeah beaming. Heart in his eyes
but like, he's beam but it's almost like this look of pride yeah. too like it was like you're beautiful but he thinks she's beautiful when she wears the eunuch robe
right.
which is pretty cute you know he's like she always thinks she looks beautiful and yet you can tell he's just like and he like stands up and he's just like my lady like
yeah.
what shall I call you you know just like treating her as a woman. And then she's like, hung Raun. And then he just kind of like thinks about it. And he's just like, Rauna. The first of many yeah, Raunas. And it's very swoony when he calls
every
her.
Second.
It's pretty cute. Yeah. So.
Adorbs. Totes adorbs.
Yeah. And then, I mean, later in the episode, she's like dressing him. And he's like, how's the weather today, Rauna?
Mm-hmm.
What shall we do today, Rauna? And she's like, what if someone hears you? He's like, I'll only call you that when we're alone. Rauna. And I'm yeah. like, that is very swoony yeah. of him to say. But so what kind of we were saying, like, he does make up for the lack of spice with the swoony lines that mm-hmm. he does deliver, and it gets ya.
But it know? Could be swoonier but, if she like could say equally spicy lines back to him.
You're right.
But like her character is
you
just,
are
like,
correct.
So
she
pure.
Just kind of just sit there.
Like she just like beams and it's cute. She has little puppy eyes, but it's like she's also 16.
Kim,
so
she's only a 16-year-old. So she's an
I'm just mourning the show that could have been.
You know what? This show could have been something great.
Like I'm trying to even
the
think
the premise of the show could have been like this show could have been great.
Put Dio and whatever that girl's name is in this show.
Hongshima?
I'm just kidding.
Put Dio and Bogami. No, okay.
Bogami did great. I just think if they had put an actress who was older,
yeah,
it just naturally. And I'm sure part of him felt a little not awkward because they're professional, but like
maybe a little awkward off
like,
screen though.
You just have to like. I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure, but maybe he was like overthinking it a
right.
little. Like I can't act this out too spicy,
right.
Because she is, you know, a minor.
Right. Correct.
I
do think the show also lacked in like. I kind of read this review and they're like, the music was great. The filming is great. And I was like, it wasn't like a standout for me. Like the music, it's not like I listened to the OST in my free time. And I listen to a lot of OSTs in my free time.
I think in general, you're just comparing this to 100 Days My Prince.
No, I'm comparing it to other shows.
Ever.
I'm just comparing it to not even just historical dramas. I'm
Are
comparing
you
it
sure?
to, I am sure.
Because literally the first words out of your mouth in this podcast were, Bogami wears a derpy hat and Dio's man bun. It's like, okay.
No, but I'm just saying, like, we were kind of saying, once the whole drama of whether or not they can be together kind of thing kind of, like, pans out, it's like, well, what are the next six episodes for? I just don't, and you're right, like, there's no slow burn, you
know? Well, because I feel like the episodes we missed, a lot of it becomes really, I mean, a lot of the show in general is political, but it really, the rebel
like, just
thing.
Just a bunch of political
Just
stuff.
Becomes super political, and they're, like, apart from each other, kind
right.
of.
And
so
I'm
it's
like, no, I mean, we lived for the palace.
It's one thing if,
in the
like,
first place.
Time apart is spicy if
right.
it's done right and if there was like an intense breakup
yes.
and like there was tension beforehand but it's like
you know what's kind of like in 100 Days My Prince.
Oh, I was gonna say do you like Brahms it's like and well, do you like Brahms when they're both moping and in their beds shivering because they miss each
but
other
the thing,
so
the thing
much.
About do you like Brahms is like until the very last minute we're not gonna give spoilers here but it is just still tense and
yeah.
still full of like all the romantic tension and they just do it so well
yeah.
and yeah you're right I mean it does lack it in this show.
It's fine.
It's like,
fine.
Bogami's like, I like you. Smile,
like,
pat.
Mm.
Okay, moving on. Like, it's,
yeah.
where are we going? I do see why people like it, though, because.
Yeah, for some people, that's what they like.
And it's the charm of Bogami, honestly.
All the fluffy feels.
Bogami carries this show.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Oh, no, for sure.
He is this show. The show is Bogami.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying he could have been, a, like, it would have been a little more spicy if he could have been Bo Gummy, but with someone closer in age. So the show could have been written more spicy.
Oh, I totally would agree.
So, yeah. Okay. On to my next one. There's this moment where, like, his wedding's being planned, and she's, like, super upset, obviously.
Right.
And Bo Gummy, like, has no clue what's going on. And,
come on, dude.
Like, so Yoon Sung is, like, trying to comfort Ron. He's, like, he says this quote, it's like, be sad, cry your fill, and then come to me. Which is like, oh, poor little guy, because he's like literally never going to get her.
No,
but he
never.
Like, is so sweet with her.
Right.
But then he tells Bo Gummy, this is like his first, he's like declaring himself like a rival. And he's like, I love the person who is struggling to put a smile on right now as your wedding's being prepared. And so, like, that's his way of saying he loves her.
Correct.
And Bo Gummy, like, it kind of hits him in that moment, like, oh, she's in all this pain because of me.
Right.
And Yoon Sung likes her. So I guess at that point, it, like, brings a little more urgency for him to, like, figure out a way to be with her. But it wasn't, like, enough for me to be like, oh, my gosh, I need to watch more.
No.
But that was a sweet moment. And then I don't even know. Like, I mean, later she finds out that the selection happens and it's like that girl, and she just like sobs. Like she sneaks off in this little corner and like just cries. Cause I think that at this point she's like hiding with her mom and grandfather or something.
See, I had tapped out at this point.
I mean, what else is even happening?
TBH, don't know.
Okay, do you have any more moments?
No.
Okay. So this is, like, one of the episodes we didn't watch, but, like, I read the summaries. And so, I mean, did you know, like, her dad was alive the whole time? Like,
I did know that.
What a freaking plot twist.
Right, what?
So he's, like, in the palace, I think in jail, maybe, and she wants to go see him because she's, like, hasn't really ever known him. And so I think maybe like Yoon Sung and like the guard friends, like some combination of people help her sneak in to see him. But then the bad guards who are like on Minister Kim's side, like take her to Bo Gummy and are like trying to use her to threaten him. And it looks like the guard friend is like, he like pulls out his sword and is like holding it like against Bo Gummy's throat. And you're like, oh my gosh, is he going to like, did he pick a side? And then at the last minute, he like takes his sword away and gets like stabbed through the gut. So he's like dying. And Bo Gummy's,
the hot guard friend?
Yeah, and Bo Gummy's just, like, holding him in his arms and is, like, please don't, like, don't go. Like he doesn't want to lose that person. And then it flashes back to guard friend's lantern wish. And his lantern wish is that in his last moment, he would be only a friend to Bo Gummy.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, oh, my gosh.
Guard friend is the freaking best.
I know. And then the I don't think he was actually dead.
But he wasn't? He's not dead?
No. Because I'm pretty sure he was alive in the finale.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I do know that second lead gets
he's alive.
Stabbed, and that was really sad.
Okay, and that's really sad, too, because he was with his grandfather, and his grandfather and his men are, like, trying to find, like, our main girl, and Yoon Sung like puts on this tough guy act and is like, let me go get her. Like, I want to prove to you that I can really do this. Da da da. And he like really has to lay it on thick because his grandfather knows that he likes her. So he's like, I don't trust you. I'm going to send someone else. But like Yoon Sung knows that if anyone else goes, she's going to be like dead.
Right.
So he's like, it has to be me. So he kind of he like grabs her and he's like, you're coming with me. Da 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 da. But then at the last minute, he like turns his sword on like the other guards.
Yes.
And he ends up getting killed and she's like sobbing and holding him. Right. And, like, that's really sad.
It is sad. Because he was a great character. Yeah. He was sweet.
Okay. Spices.
Well, I kind of mentioned all my spices in the tenders, I believe. Unless I had anything else that was really sticking out to me right here. Nope. I included it all. Do you have anything, though?
Do you remember that scene where, like, this is a different hostage scene. Like, she's taken hostage.
Several hostage scenes.
And they're on the way to the prince. And then Yoon Sung shows up and, like, fights with Bo Gummy. And they're, like, taking people down. And Yoon Sung, like, grabs the sword with his hand.
Yes.
Do you remember that? And this is the one where Bo Gummy gets stabbed. And
we were like,
is he going to die? And then like, 2 seconds later, he's, like, up and about.
He literally gets stabbed.
Like, he got stabbed, like, 4 times through the gut.
Super stabbed.
Like, was blood
that in
flying.
The finale?
No.
Was that not? Because we watched that together.
I don't think so.
Me and Kim ended up watching finale together.
No. I don't think it was in the finale.
I guess we just...
The finale, he gets poisoned.
Oh, okay.
And Yoon Sung's the one who gets stabbed.
I lose track of how many times this guy gets.
But yeah, that was, I mean, and that was a little ridiculous that he like popped up and was like, here we go. But he spent like 2 seconds in a bed and then was like,
I think fine. She like patted his face with a claw, washcloth or something, tended to his wounds. Ooh, there no, is. That was
the poison scene. You're...
Oh, you know what though? There is a pretty spicy moment earlier on in the show, back in the days when like Bo Gummy's just flirting with her and doesn't know why or whatever. Uh-huh. And she, I think it was like episode 4, she was like sick. And he's like sitting by her bed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think she calls the hot assassin like Kim Hyung. Because mm-hmm. she's like, yeah. They get this little like,
older brother.
This yeah. little like older brother sibling relationship thing. And so she's in like the house that her and Kim Hyung share, mm-hmm. you know. And then like, Bo Gummy's just like there, just like bedside, patting her forehead. Like, this is like episode 4.
Oh, yeah. And
early
she
early on.
She like has that like.
She's like dreaming and she's like, oh, I was dreaming of my mom. And I think yeah, she's but she like thinks, incoherent.
She thinks that it was Guard Kim that took care of
she
him.
Does. She does. But it was Bo Gummy. But then like Guard Kim like walks in and sees it happening yeah. and it's just like, oh, this is so fascinating. Like, I think there's a lot of scenes where her and him have like a cute scene and then like they pan to the side and there's Guard Kim just like watching yeah. the whole thing happening. And even the scene where they ride off in the sunset on the horse and he's like, stay by my side. Like, Guard Kim's just right there. Yeah. Like, it's just always there. I'm pretty sure he figures it out pretty early.
I mean, he
shares
to.
A room with this chick. I'm yeah, sure he's true. Like, you guys, it's a girl. Like,
I she know doesn't use a, the bathroom like us.
She's a girl. Like, look at her, you know? So, and something tells me he's, like, pretty much in the know the yeah, whole time.
I would assume so.
So, it's kind of, it's a little funny, though.
Okay, should we move on to weenies?
Yeah. What do you got? You're always good at weenies.
Am I the weenie queen?
I'm the queen of all weenies. You are. I feel like when I watch shows, I'm like... Wow, look at these cute characters. Kim's like, who's the weenie? I'll tell you.
I literally am. You're like, just like, they did that one thing, yeah, that one scene, and I hate
out.
Them.
You pick them out so much faster than
okay,
me.
Okay, well, obviously Minister Kim, because he sucks.
Right.
The queen, which I think is his daughter, the like okay. married to Bo Gummy's dad.
Right.
And she like basically like forces another a lady's maid to like switch babies with her and then orders yes. someone to like kill her baby because she wants it to be a boy so that she can take
literally
over
horrible
Bo Gummy's title
yeah
which is their whole plot like right. Minister Kim's plot I mean kind of mom but she kind of redeems herself like because we see that she really did it for her protection and
right
you
she
know,
at the beginning
she, like,
it was rough
and then she like once they're reunited she's like let's leave the palace and like live together like
that's true
you know you should be a woman now like da 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 da. Honestly that's all I got but
fair enough we've already mentioned like Bo Gummy's weenie moments her weenie moments
she's not even a weenie she's just like
eh. Nah.
Okay should we talk about the finale a little
sure
I mean my whole thing the finale just was like kind of lame
it
altogether.
Was lame so the thing about what me and Kim did is we were like, oh, we haven't watched these episodes. Let's watch the finale together.
Yeah. So we like, you know, so read up some summaries. Together. Then we got ready, watched the finale. And I was like, thank goodness I didn't like yeah. watch all those episodes for the finale because this is lame.
And maybe we would have liked it more if you'd watched all the episodes.
Maybe, but maybe not.
But I don't know. It was a little lame. Like,
okay,
we were
first
just
of
like,
all, Minister Kim like gets... like arrested with the queen and it just feel like it felt like very anticlimactic. I was like, can we have a fight? Like literally they just like he like opens the door and right. is like, you're under arrest. And it's like lame. What? If you were gonna get to this point, like let's have some sword fighting,
right.
please.
Let's give Bo Gummy a sword.
And then Minister Kim, like, I mean, this isn't a grievance, it's just dumb. He's like, can I see Yoon Sung's room
and
one last
like,
time? And
they
yeah,
were like,
we're sure.
gonna let him in all
and
by himself.
He went literally closed like, the door behind what? Him and he was in there and he ended up shooting himself.
Right. But the why
which
did
also how do they have guns?
I felt okay, several questions. First of all, I felt like a quote earlier on and it was like, never let him out of your sight or something like that. And then they're like, Can I go in this room by myself? They're like, yeah, we'll just stand by the door.
Yeah.
Why are you letting him
I literally
in
thought he was gonna like escape and then like kill everyone, but he ended up killing himself.
Yeah,
but
then we're like, was there guns in this dynasty?
I don't think so, but it's
but
fine.
Apparently there are. So that's what that was.
And right. then I mean it was a little sweet, like that moment with like the girl Hyun or whatever.
The girl that was gonna be the princess.
She like well ends up marrying him and she like asks for an annulment, I think, and is like, I'm going to step down from being the crown princess. And the king is like, this means you can't ever be married ever again. And she's like, I think I'd rather deal with that than like live this life of loneliness or whatever. But then we see the king ends up pardoning everything.
She and, just like gets to go and live a new life.
So that was
sweet. Was honestly always kind of sweet.
Yeah. I mean, she like, she kind of
stuck in the
situation. I was a little worried that she would become a weenie. Like I was worried that she was going to find out like the secret and like use that. Because she was like angry that Bogumi didn't like her or something, but she always stayed pretty sweet.
She, like from the first moment we met her, she was pretty sweet.
And she was spunky too.
She was cute. Yeah.
It's like, honestly, should she have played that role?
It's possible. Maybe. It's
fine. And then I don't know if you remember this, but there's a 1 year time jump.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. And so this is what's happening. Bogami's the king, and so that's when he like doesn't sit on the throne. He's like, I'm closing the gap between the king and his people.
Right.
I mean, that's great.
That's cool, Bogami.
And then he like goes not undercover, but he goes with Guard Kim, because so Guard Kim is alive, to the village, and he's like, you know, playing a game with the people and watching.
Yes.
And there's this like quote, I think it's Guard Kim like narrating, and he says, Bogami, well, his character, is not the sun who shines brightly when alone, but a ruler who shines brightest when he is with his people.
Oh, I remember that. That's, like, it's sweet. Very sweet, yeah.
And then he finds Ron with a book that she had written with his face on the cover.
That's
and
right.
They have this little like moment where he's like, are you really going to use that picture? And she's like, this is what sells. And then they like are walking through the field of flowers, and she's like, he tells her, she filled his, like, you filled my world to the brim, and then they kiss. And so it's like,
what
is their relationship? Like, are they married? Are they dating? What? Are they like,
I know.
Like, there's literally no, I'm like, is she going to be the queen? Or is she like your mistress? Like, I literally have no clue.
It's really hard to tell.
Like, so I just feel really let down by that.
Right.
Like, I think maybe I could have gushed a little more if like it was a solid finale and I was like, wow, they really put us through some angst, but now our couple's like married, or like maybe they're not together but they're like thriving apart or whatever. But that was just so,
or at the very least like a good kiss or something, but she's 16 so they don't,
so they can't.
So
but it's like, what does the kiss even mean? Like, he found her in a bookshop. Like, have they been talking this whole time? Like, I literally have no clue what's happening.
Plus, if I remember correctly, she wasn't like all that confused or upset to see him, or
no,
like,
so I would
tortured
assume,
in her spirit.
But she also wasn't like in the palace. She's like writing books.
Because if that was me, I think I'd see him and be like, I don't know if I can pick this back up again, Bogami.
So
like,
clearly they've
been a lot.
Well, so
me.
Clearly they're seeing each other regularly.
It did seem like that.
But like, how is that happening when he's the king and she's like in this village?
Plus, if
so
he like
dating?
Loves her that much and like is so desperate, like he's okay with her just like making books in the village?
Also, like, you filled my world to the brim seems kind of like a lame last line compared to some of his others.
He had great lines
so
in the show.
That's my grievances.
Yeah, no, agreed. We did finish the episode. We're like, kind of glad we didn't watch episodes 13 through 17.
So, but I mean, I know a lot of people love this show. I like one of the girls in our chat was like, how did you lose interest in this? And I was like, girl, like, I don't know. Like, I just did.
I really think.
And so
yeah.
I would love to hear from people who do love this
Me
show,
too.
Like why it kept your interest the whole time, like what you loved about it. Like, you know, if there are things we didn't talk about, like our two main characters, like why you felt drawn to them. I think that's part of it, is like, we're all going to connect with different characters.
Mm.
And it was interesting because we're, you know, watching 18 again with our friends in this chat, and we are like both loving the show, but there are several people who are like, it's just not connecting with me. And then, I mean, it's like, not every show is going to connect with every single person, because we all have our own personality and life experiences. So with those two things, we're going to just naturally be drawn to different people for different reasons.
It's true.
So I think for us, this show didn't necessarily have what we usually like, but I'm for some people, it really hit them what they needed. So I'm interested to hear.
I think we're the same and we love the slow burn.
Well, we're not always the same.
No, but
we love the slow burn.
In the fact that we love the slow burn. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We love shows that are slow burns, and this just show just wasn't. Halfway through, it had sizzled out. The sizzle was gone. It wasn't even like a burn.
And even up to that point, it wasn't burning between them. It was just like,
the
are they gonna find out?
The situation was burning, but it was just cutesy. And so maybe we just like certain shows and other people like other kind
of
shows.
Like Brahms is the standard. Sorry.
It is.
Not,
but I mean,
sorry.
18 again, also a slow burn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're like on episode 15. It's still burning. Deeply.
Princess Hours,
there's
a great slow burn.
So much happening. So it's hard to say. So, but yeah, that's, I guess, our review. It doesn't make it onto my top five.
Or
we
top
always
10
talk through
or
ratings.
Top 20.
Honestly, not my top 20. Yeah.
But
I think maybe if I had watched this as one of my first K-dramas, I might have been like, oh, But at this point, kind of like, there's just so many good dramas mm-hmm. out there. I just like, I don't got time for a drama I don't love.
I just feel bad because I really want to watch a Bogami show that I love.
And that's an interesting thing is I have tried, quote unquote, 3 Bogami shows.
Well, we both watched that first episode.
We both watched Encounter. Well, we both started with Record with Youth. Record of Youth.
Yeah.
And
which was kind of a snooze.
It was kind of like good for the first 8 episodes. I don't think that's
a
hot take.
I don't think many people liked that show.
I think it was a snooze for everyone. But then this one, strong at the beginning, and then we tried Encounter, and we didn't like it either. I'm just fascinated because I'm like, Bogami's great.
And none of it's like his acting is bad. Like, he does great with whatever role he's in. It's right. more just like the writing and the plot. It's like, I wish he could find a project that I would vibe with.
Me too.
So I could see him like slow burn with someone and smolder.
I think he was closest in Record of Youth for me.
Yeah.
But then they just like didn't keep, they had too many characters. This isn't not a review about Record of Youth, but.
We say all of this in our Record of Youth.
We do, but it is interesting. Review. I think I liked his character best in that show.
I wonder if like his, like what he likes, like what he's drawn to in certain dramas is just different. Like, I wonder if we'll ever like his dramas.
Maybe not. Because maybe
he's just drawn to this, like a different type than we would ever watch.
It's interesting. I don't know. They do sell well. People love them, so.
I mean, what's not to love about his face?
That boy's pretty.
He may be one of the most attractive human beings on the planet.
No, maybe ever.
There's like a there's a picture going around like a few weeks ago, maybe like of Bogami and Jin, and they were like in a selfie because they were in a commercial together or something. Or something like that. And it was just like two of the most handsomest people in the world, like in the same photo.
Literally the other.
Like, where do I look? What do I do? I don't know. I don't know how to handle this.
A couple of weeks ago, we're sitting on the couch. Kim just is like, Madison.
I forgot about
look this. At this picture. And I'm like, what? It's like Bogami on like a red carpet in a tux. And
okay, he looked
great. He looked great. Do not be get me wrong. Should I find but it Kim right now? Sits there for like 12 minutes. She's like, but Madison, is he looking at me? I'm like, no.
No, I didn't say that. I was like,
it looks like he's looking right at me.
I was like, it's like if you just zoom in on his face, I was like, I can almost imagine.
Are you finding the picture right now?
Yeah.
And she just was just like, is he the most attractive person? Should we post this picture somewhere? It's so funny.
Wow, when I look at it like this, it's like he's staring right into my soul. But
let's just like take this picture. I mean, he could cut through like solid metal with
like,
that jaw.
Look at his jawline.
He is a beautiful
person.
Also,
the little bow tie.
His bow tie.
No, but like when you hold it up like this, you're like, I can almost imagine that he's looking at me in the crowd, and he's like, "There's my woman."
He's a swoony dude.
Like we're married, but no one knows.
Okay, give it to me again. No, let's show it to me. Oh, right. Yeah.
Is he looking at me like that?
He's looking over and he's like, you know, when he's like, oh, what a long day. I just want to hang out with you. Like, giving you a bit of like a, what are you going to do about it?
Because like,
Kim?
Obviously in this fake world, we're married, but I don't like the spotlight. So I'm kind of just like standing off to the
like
side.
So
and they're all taking pictures before we like enter
right,
this
he's
event
like,
or whatever. But
right.
he's looking straight.
That no, is one it was of the like, best Bogami pictures I've ever seen.
It was literally like so late at night and I was like rolling on the floor. I was like, he's looking at me.
Me and Kim lose our minds around like 9 p.m. and it's
we start talking like this.
It just happens that way and I just don't know
like,
what to do about it.
Oh my gosh, Boba, can I please have another?
It's a hot mess and okay. I honestly wish you guys could all join us and we could just watch dramas together. It's a fun
at
time.
At some point we might film ourselves, so it might feel like you're joining us at that
maybe.
Point.
Maybe.
We might be opening a can of worms.
Will we be wearing makeup? No. Will we look nice?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh. K-dramas and podcasting, grow outfits only.
Like, I'm wearing makeup today because it's a Sunday. I don't think I've worn makeup while we recorded ever in our like last 26 episodes.
And
of
fun
recording.
Fact, Kim has never worn makeup ever
that's
in her whole
true.
Life. So.
Maddie's a more of like a makeup chick. I do love some makeup, but
I'm too busy balling.
Shoot, Kim's a baller.
Ball is life.
Ball is life.
Oh my gosh. At this, we like haven't talked about the show in like the last 10 minutes, so we'll go now.
Yeah, that's true. That was our review on Love in the Moonlight, or as some people know it, Moonlight Drawn by Clouds.
Oh, is that its like alternate
that's like
title?
It's, like if you go on Drama Beans, you can't find Love in the Moonlight.
Oh.
It's Moonlight Drawn by Clouds, which I just don't understand what Moonlight Drawn by Clouds even means.
Also, the only word that's common in those two
is
moonlight. So
they should have just called it Bogami and people would have watched it.
Bogami looking fine.
Bogami looking fine. Ooh. As Joha.
That boy is fine. But like, is he looking at me? I don't know.
And And we're done. Thank you for listening to the Soulmates Podcast. Bye.